for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
for the Friday afternoon teaching service by Glenn and Irma Miller of Friday, May the 24th, 1991. At the Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
And how it's visited down to the third and the fourth generation. And I didn't know that. My dad was an Assembly of God preacher, and he never preached one single sermon on divination or the occult. He didn't know a thing about it. Not one thing. But I was under that power. I was under that curse. And Brother Prince, he just said to me one day, he said, "You and Glenn are both under the power of the fortune teller." I said, "What?" And I said, "Well, I don't want to be." He said, "Well, have you ever been the fortune teller?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, it's coming to your mothers, both of you, your mothers." Well, Glenn's mother received the Holy Spirit in 1922. She sits on the front seat, praises the Lord. And these people over here in the Air Force, they met her over in England, wasn't it? A lovely woman. And my mother, Assembly of God preacher's wife, I thought, well, I don't know how, I've never known her to go to a fortune teller. But see, we don't know everything about what our forefather and our foremothers had done. So when it got down to brass tacks, they both had been to a fortune teller when they were 17 years old. And when I brought it up to Glenn's mother first, why, she just hit the ceiling. Started saying, "Everything's under the blood, everything's under the blood," and she went almost hysterical. And when she did that, Brother Prince had already prayed for me about it, but when she did that, they came back on me. Then we went to visit my parents, and I said, "Has anybody here ever been to a fortune teller?" My mother said, "When I was 17, I went." "Exactly. And what do you think she said?" I told her, "Brother Prince said I was under a curse because of that." She said, "You tell that old Derek Prince, he don't know what he's talking about." Now, this is a good Christian pastor's wife, so you see, it can be into anybody. And she raised a ruckus. We were having a big family reunion dinner. My dad finally stood up and said, "Shut up." The whole family was in trouble. The whole table was in chaos. Aunts, uncles, my brother and his wife and their children. But my mother said, "Don't you remember your grandmother went to fortune tellers all the time?" "No, I didn't remember it." "Don't you know that your great-grandmother read palms and tea leaves when she came from Germany?" "No, I didn't know that." So here it was. I was the fourth generation. See, that's visited down to the third and the fourth generation. And the scripture for that is, "Have no other gods before me." You go to a fortune teller, you're seeking information from the god of this world. And really, you know, you think, oh, it's a small thing to read a horoscope. No, it isn't. It's a small thing to play with a Ouija board. No, it isn't small things. If you've done all that, God says, "I'll put the curse on you." Do you believe that God puts curses on people? He says he does. We got a book back there that has 70-some curses that Steve Bell has written. It's just all the scriptures. You can get it and read it. I think it's $1. Well, nevertheless, the Lord has brought us out of that. And I had read a Gene Dixon book. I had handwriting analysis done at the fair. And just before we moved here, 1974, Glenn was cleaning out my desk drawer. Now, his desk could stand some cleaning out. And we had threatened it, but he was cleaning out my desk, and it was in the maid's quarters of our house where we lived. And I went back there to tell him something. Dinner was ready or something. And something struck me in the head. I said, "Oh, what is in here?" And he handed me this handwriting analysis thing that I had done at the fair. See what a small thing that is? And see how powerful that demon was? It didn't want me to know what it was. It struck me right in the head with a dart. And we had to pray and we destroyed it. So these things are very real. They are very real. And these curses are very real. They bring on... I've got a little thing here someplace I had, if I can find it, that tells you what happens to you if you do these things. Well, I don't know where it is. Oh, yeah. It's a green paper I'm looking for. I'm like Tommy. I got all these papers here with notes. What I was really going to talk about, I left my notes and my other Bible at home. So we're having this. This is good. This is good for you to know this. A lot of people don't understand this. I sat in church since I was 10 years old, and I never heard one preacher, not one sermon, and I've heard lots of sermons talk anything about this, that God puts curses on people, and that's why they're sick, and that's why they have so much problems. Water witching is one thing. Getting a well. We had to pray over 7 wells on this property. We had to go around and pray over. They had demons around them. If you've ever gone to a spiritual advisor or to a medium or a psychic, a pharmacist called me one day and she said that somebody told her she had a curse on her, so she went to a fortune teller to get it taken off, and the fortune teller charged her $250 to remove the curse, and all she did was get more curses. See, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If the devil would walk up to me and say, I'm the devil now, and I'm going to make you sick, right away, you know. But see how subtle it is?
That's like Sister Pieper's former husband.
Yes, a doctor's wife that comes here. She's now married to a man named Peepers, who came and put in all this electrical free from Milwaukee. He's got the largest electric company in Milwaukee, or in all of Wisconsin. And her husband was a doctor, and they were going to be married, and they walked out of the license plate, and here was a fortune teller's office. And he said, let's go in and have a fortune teller. So she said, okay. You know how you are when you're in love. You'll do almost anything that your husband-to-be asks you, especially the day before. Now, after 50 years, you know, I've caught on to a few things. And so they read their palms. She read their palms, and she told her they told them, you know, the fortune teller said a bunch of things. And then they turned to leave, and he turned around, and he said, will I live to be very long? She said, oh, yes, till you're, what was it, 46 years old. Well, when you're young, 46 is ancient, you know. But when you get to be 46, why, you don't think you're so old. And the very day that he was 46 years old on his birthday, he died of cancer. Put on by that witch. And those words, those powerful words that we just think, you know, they went out laughing happily to live happily ever after. I hope I'm frightening you into the fear of God. We need the fear of God. There's too much loose Christianity. They do not fear the Lord. I was telling upstairs about a boy that came here, a man, young man. I call them all boys, you know, when you get to be grandmas, everybody's younger than you is a boy or a girl or a kid. My dad, to his dying day, always called my husband and I the kids. The kids are coming. We better make so-and-so. They like to eat so-and-so. But this fellow called me up and he said, I'm a PhD at the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville. And he said, I want to jump in front of trucks and cars, and I want to steal every time I go into a grocery store. I steal. But he said, I don't really want to, but I can't keep it from it. See, the enemy had taken over his will. See? So he came down, and it was when we had the old building, and we had this paneling, and it went way up in a point, the back part of this building, and it was all solid paneling, way up high. And so he was sitting right back there, and Lynn was talking to him about this, and we were all gathered around. We were going to pray for him. And all of a sudden, he knocked over a few chairs and knocked down a couple of men, and he was a little guy, nice-looking man, and fell to the floor screaming. And so everybody kept on praying, and they commanded that spirit to come out. I don't know if it named itself Aikito at the time, did it? I can't remember. We don't write down these things. If we did, we'd have a big book of interesting things, but we never failed to write it down. Whatever the Lord brings to our mind. Anyway, It's all in the martial arts field. If you've ever been in martial arts, and I know sometimes in servicemen they have, and it could be detriment to you, and it maybe isn't. But anyway, when this thing came out of him, it hit this wall right up here, and it went. The whole building shook and quivered. I mean, it was so powerful. And we asked him, well, what in the world is that? And he said, well, a doctor in Bogota doctored him for asthma. And while he was being treated, he taught him this Aikido, which is you just look at objects like a big lead crystal bowl, heavy, and they'll just float across the room and go over on the other side, and you do it with your eyes. And with Aikido, you can kill people just with your eyes. That's how powerful it is. I don't know if it comes from Japanese or where it comes from. It's not too well known, but now and then you'll see something about it in the paper. Well, I think they can. If they've opened themselves up to evil powers, you know, there's a lot to this mind control things that young people are studying, and we need to watch out for that. All kinds of levitation. How many have ever gone to slumber parties and played levitation? Anybody here? Or seances, where the table rises up or a body rises up. They had something on TV the other night. This person rose, just was laying flat, just raised straight up in the air. I quickly turned it off. I don't want to watch stuff like that. Taking yoga exercises. Yoga is a false god. Practicing Lamas, that painless, innocent birth control. Childbirth. Yes, doctor, you want to say something? Oh, yes. And mind control. That's what Lamas is, really, mind control. Handwriting analysis, we talked about that. Magic stuff. Edgar Casey books and Gene Dixon books. Unity books. Rosicrucianists, reincarnation books. Mormons. Christian Science. Ultimate Reconciliation. If any of you is in that, it is the most dangerous, ungodly doctrine that you could ever be in. It says everybody's got to get saved. If you don't get it this time, you'll get it in the next eon and eons of time and weird stuff. And it's going through charismatic circles. It comes around about every 20 years. It's called Ultimate Reconciliation. There is no hell. Everybody's going to be saved, they say, no matter what you do, in your next life. It's really reincarnation. You really have to believe in reincarnation, and a lot of Christians are taking that up. It's a cop-out, really, is what it is. Well, there's so many other things. Ekankar, a doctor's wife, came here one day, and I'll never forget, we were sitting right over there. She opened her purse, and she says, I'm going to kill my husband when I get home with this gun. She had that gun. I said, well, that's a silly thing to do. How are you going to support yourself? He's dead. Well, he's in love with a girl on Hee Haw. How insane. That's insanity. I said, do you mean to say that you would kill your husband and your livelihood over something like that? See, that was a figment in her imagination. It was a demon. Well, she didn't take the gun out. Our daughter-in-law used to be a policewoman, and she'd come over with her gun in her purse, you know, and throw it around, and I used to pick it up and very delicately put it up on the refrigerator so none of the children could get it, and she used to laugh at me. She said, that isn't going to go off. But I don't trust those guns. And when she pulled that gun, opened her purse, and I talked to her quite a bit, trying to persuade her, but she was in Ekankar. It makes people go crazy and do stupid things. It's not too well known. Rock music. If you've ever listened to a lot of rock music, that is in your mind, in your legs, in your body, and you need to be delivered from rock music. And most Christian rock, it's the beat. Every one of these things are an abomination to God, and we're under a curse put on by God. Now, if you've ever been, I'll touch one more thing, hypnotism. If you've ever been hypnotized by a doctor or they've tried to take Warsaw with some kind of hocus pocus. There's all kinds of stuff like that goes on. Now, this is what's going to happen to you if you've done all this. Maybe one thing, or maybe none, really. Maybe the Lord has cleansed you. You'll be depressed. A lot of people held up their hand upstairs, they get depressed. How many people in here get depressed? Let's be honest now. Yes, depression. Gloomy. Acting gloomy and acting indifferent. And acting irresponsible. No responsibility to anything, you know, just whatever goes. Unpredictable behavior. And under all kinds of delusions. You know, every once in a while people will come and tell me, God says this, God told me this, and God told me to do that. And I finally have a stock answer. I just say, what God? It's the God of this world talking to them. They think it's Jehovah God talking to them. It's a delusion. Uncontrollable passions. And we have that from the pulpit on down, don't we? All we have to do is watch TV for a little while. Uncontrollable appetite and gluttony. Now, this is a tedious subject. Gluttony. Overindulgence of food, alcohol, or drugs, and compulsive eating. Now, sometimes people that are real skinny have these spirits. But most of the time, they have their appetite under control. Uncontrollable temper. They're just angry all the time. And it goes right into hate, and then into insanity and mental problems and fears of all kinds. Nervousness and unable to sleep. Self-pity. Am I hitting on anything? Are you with me here? We're going to call these things out in a few minutes. And all this willful spirit. I haven't forgot about that now. Negative personalities, always negative. Lying, stealing, and gambling. I was telling the girls about Glenn down at this charismatic church where we were. He called out a gambling spirit. I didn't even hear him call it out. I was praying with people back up and down the aisles. But when we got back to the preacher's house, he said, you know, there's a professional gambler in the congregation. Got saved 3 weeks ago. And I said, no, I don't think you even knew you called it out, did you? Until he brought it to your attention. See, the Holy Spirit speaks out of us in spite of us sometimes. Acute jealousy and suicide. How many people have suicidal thoughts? See your hands. Up, up, up. Honest, honest, okay. There's a lot more of you. You should have lifted your hand. I know they're here. Hearing voices and thinking about murder. Hating your brother is murder. Unable to receive the Holy Spirit. Abnormal talking and muttering and shunning others. Unkept appearance. What happened when the kids went on drugs? Immediately their hair grew out. They didn't want to take a bath. They didn't want to change their clothes. They wanted to look hippie, like a hippie. Some of them were from families that could afford clean clothes for them every day. They wouldn't change their clothes. A Baptist boy that has been here for a Baptist youth meeting that had nothing to do, they had their own speakers, but he called me the other day, and he said, you know, there's a boy in our church, he was just gung-ho, he knew the scriptures right and left, but he's been playing some kind of game on his TV, and all of a sudden he won't wash his hair, he won't wash his clothes, he won't take a bath, he wears old raggedy clothes, and his folks are well able to buy him decent, good clothes, and he goes down the street yelling scriptures. What does that remind you of in the Bible? Yeah, spirit of divination, the girl chasing Paul. You know, she was saying the right things, really, when you look at it. But she wasn't right. She was under a divining spirit. And that's the way this boy was. They thought maybe they might bring him down, but they haven't brought him yet. It's kind of hard for... Now, I'm getting on to a very serious one. Divorce and marital problems. All divorce is caused from a spirit of divination. All strife and splitting of churches caused from a spirit of divination. And I think most diseases, which we'll take up at another time, is caused from witchcraft and divination, and we all need help. How many say, I need help? Well, I want to hear it louder. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to start calling these spirits out, but one thing that is a prerequisite of getting any answer to prayer is you must forgive everybody that has ever hurt you. And this is so important, and I can tell you a real experience. I know from experience, you know, I thought I'd forgiven everybody, and I fell down those spiral steps in the office. I didn't fall forward. I fell down. The back of the stairs has no holes, I mean, no boards on them. It just swirls around. You go up around that thing, and I just stepped backwards and fell through the hole with my left leg, but I was holding on. Otherwise, I'd have probably somersaulted down, torn my leg off. But I hurt all the outside of my leg, and it wasn't the sacroiliac. It was some other thing they called it, down the outside of my leg. And I crippled around here, and every preacher that came through here, oh, I must pray for your leg. Oh, how's your leg? Well, it's no better. Well, how many of you have been prayed for a lot of times and you don't get healed? Well, I found it was unforgiveness on my part. So I walked into this Brother Williams' apartment. He said, well, my daughter, what can I pray for you about today? I said, oh, my leg, my leg, my leg. He said, oh, yes, you know how he does. These people see him every day. I wish I could. And so he said, oh, yes, I see what's the matter. I said, well, what in the world is it? He said, you haven't forgiven somebody that has hurt you. You think you have, but you haven't. And he said, there's a little serpent wrapped right around your leg real tight, and it's not letting the blood circulate. And he said, but you've got to repent. Now, when he repents you, he leads you in a repentance of prayer, doesn't he? And he means business, and he knows how to pray a repentance prayer, and you pray after him. When I got all through, he said, now, my daughter, the Lord is forgiving you. He just took one look at that spirit. He says, now, little guy, you're going to have to go. I command you to go now in Jesus' name. And off it went. And Irma went off walking perfectly with my left leg. Praise the Lord. Now, does that speak to you of anything? Of why people are not healed? See, Jesus said, if you won't forgive, then I won't forgive you. I won't hear your prayers. He said, I'll send you the tormentors. You think that leg didn't torment me? I couldn't run up and down those stairs. Patty was always saying, let me run down. Let me run down. I need something from downstairs. Let me run down. And it was aggravating, and it was painful. I used to go home, and my whole foot would be ice cold, and I had to rub it and rub it and take off my shoe and prop it up to get any blood circulating. Well, are you ready to repent? Okay. Yes, you got a question?
I'm going to call. When you said a cult, does that also include reading the book regarding the revelation of what the cult is and some of that?
Well, I'd be mighty careful. I've known a lot of people was very interested in witchcraft and the cult, and they were Christians. They wanted to find out more. They went down and checked out a lot of witchcraft books. No, I don't think it's necessary to read too many books. Yes?
Incense
is an abomination unto God, the Bible says. We burn incense by praising him. That's the perfect incense. It's not something made by a heathen.
Most incense that you buy is made by the Moonies.
Mm-hmm.
They manufacture and sell it. 90% of all incense is manufactured by the Moonies.
Well, I'd be mighty careful about that.
I don't
see that's.
I see no reason to burn a candle.
No, not unless it's dark.
At a dinner,
Glenn, can't you be romantic?
That's not what we're talking about.
No, we're not talking about that. But burning candles for the dead, that's absolutely demonic. And why, I don't know what else. Yes?
Today, the purple.
Yes.
How about that?
They burn that, don't they? They boil it on the stove?
That's the same thing. They put the incense, they put the potpourri.
Yeah.
In a pot, and you put candles in, and it burns, you know, the incense smells.
Well, I believe the Lord would be more pleased in your home if you'd go through there saying, praise you, Jesus, I praise you, Lord. And then that brings the sweet fragrance of the Lord into your home. Now, you can do whatever you want to. That's your will. I'm not going to tamper with your will. But if you feel a question about it and you ask the Lord to show you the second or third time, by the time you get it the third time, you'll know that it's not right. Okay, let's all come to attention now. We're going to start to repent, and then Glenn's going to come, and we're going to call these evil spirits out, and we're going to break this curse of divination and curse of willfulness. Oh, I've got to get my paper out on willfulness, Glenn, so you can call these out. I took this, I gave this study, oh, about 6 or 8 weeks ago, sometime, on willfulness. Yes. Well, that is bad. Masonic Lodge is bad. And demolays are bad. And they're like a god. It's a religion. It's a religion. And Eastern Star and Rainbow Girls and all such things as that. Zantik Club. I once belonged to the Zantik Club. All these different things are they take you away from God's best. They probably would not send you to hell, but it might. My grandfather was a Mason, and my grandmother was an Eastern Star. My parents never went into it, but I always, when I was a little girl, they had a grocery store, and Lodge was upstairs over the store. You had to go outside and go up some stairs, and I used to be so inquisitive because they wouldn't let me go, and they'd say the reason I couldn't go, because I'd say, well, why can't I go? Well, you don't know the password. So I'd go out there after they'd go to Lodge, and they'd leave me with the hard hands in the grocery store, and I'd creep up those stairs and listen, trying to get that password so I could get in there. One day a man called up and said, I'd like to be delivered from the Masons. Would you, if I come down today, would you pray? It was on a Saturday. I said, oh, sure. I thought, that's an easy one. Well, he came in, we started to pray, and I started to retch and choke, and they had to stop and pray for me first. You see, inquisitiveness about all this stuff can get you in trouble. And I don't know how far back in our family line it was. My grandparents were Irish and German. Okay, let's repent now. I'm not going to say it anymore. We're going to do it now because the enemy would like to stop us from repenting. And you pray after me. Now let's get serious before the Lord. This is serious business because this could keep you from suicide. This can keep you from divorce. This can keep you from strife in your church. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus because we need help. Jesus, we need you to forgive us as we forgive others. Lord, we have held grudges and we haven't forgiven people. And you have sent the tormentors to us. But Lord, we don't want those tormentors anymore. We ask you to cleanse us for every time and every way we've ever yielded to the spirit of unforgiveness. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for being inquisitive about the occult, about witchcraft, for stubbornness. Cleanse our stubborn ways. Help us to say, not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Forgive us for going to fortune tellers. Or our forefathers who did it. And caused the curse to come upon us. Cleanse us, Lord, from all ungodliness. All dividing for water. All being wanting our own self-will. And being obstinate. With necks of iron. Lord, we want to be humble before you. Lord, we need your blood to cleanse us. Your word says that you will cleanse our blood that has not been cleansed. We ask you to cleanse us for four generations. This blood in us. This blood in us from four generations of divination and abomination and obstinance and stubbornness. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayer this afternoon. We love you, Jesus. And Lord, we want to be in that blood-washed number without spot or wrinkle. Help us to turn over everything to your will. Lord, your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We call on you now, Lord. Deliver us from all evil. And remove the curse from us. Now just allow the blood of Jesus to flow down over you. Blood of Jesus, the anointing to destroy these yokes on us. We're going to all be different when we leave here this afternoon. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood. Thank you for the purging and the cleansing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Now, I believe he's heard our prayers, don't you? Now, you don't have to pray anymore. When you keep saying Jesus or praying in tongues, these spirits will not leave you. They won't pass that. They won't come by the name of Jesus. They'll hide down inside of you. So you let us pray, and we're going to command these things to come out in the name of Jesus. Now, if you look on that chart I gave you, you're going to breathe these things out, cough them out, vomit them out, get them out. You're going to bring up, cast out, give a quick jerk. That's what it means. Believers will cast out evil spirits. We've got lots of unbelieving believers, haven't we, in the body of Christ. We've all got unbelief in us. Otherwise, everything would be possible. All things are possible to those that believe. All things. So all things aren't possible, so we need to work on our unbelief, but not today. We've got to work on this.
Well, we're working on unbelief along with it, too.
Well, anything.
A little bit.
That's abomination.
But I want to say something for some of you who may never been in a service like this, that there is a tradition denominational tradition that you got to be careful that the demons don't jump on you. Well, that is not true. That's a tradition. And what you have to be careful of is that you don't make fun or make light. Because then you have a possibility that everything could jump on you. However, I believe in taking authority and dominion over the demon spirits. And the word says that I have that authority, and I believe in taking that authority, therefore I have no fear for anybody present. But I do fear if you make fun or make light. That, you're opening yourself wide open. If you have that feeling, it's best you get up and get out of here. Because you're opening yourself to take on all kinds of evil spirits. But otherwise, there's no fear for the children and for the babies or for any of the rest of you. But Father, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus. I take dominion over every foul, evil spirit. I bind every demon spirit in this place in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I take dominion over you in Jesus' name. That you'll not tear nor harm anybody, that you'll not enter into anybody when you come out of any of another person, you'll not enter in any way. I bind and take authority and dominion over you in Jesus' name, and I bind you to the day of judgment. Until the day that Jesus shall judge you at the day of judgment, that you'll not enter back into anybody or cause any other person any problems, I put you underfoot today in Jesus' name, and I bind you to the day of judgment. And I take dominion and authority over you, and I command you to come out of these people and to set them free. Devils, you've heard their confession. You've heard their statements, and I appropriate and apply the blood of Jesus to each and every one of us here today, and I appropriate the authority that's given unto me and unto each one of us, that in the name of the Lord Jesus, we will cast out evil spirits and set the captives free. So this afternoon, Father, we come in the name of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we take that place of authority and dominion, and I bind you to the day of judgment and command you to come out of these people and all of us in Jesus' name and to set us free. I take authority and dominion over the spirit of rejection, and I bind that spirit of rejection in Jesus' name and command it to come out. I come in the name of Jesus, and that it is written at Galatians 3:13, Jesus became a curse, so we don't have to bear the curse. And I take that place of authority, and I break the curses over us this afternoon of our ancestral heritage or curses we've gotten under in the areas that we're dealing with or any other area that this may apply to this afternoon. I break the curse of our ancestral heritage or curses we've gotten under, and I loose us from them, and I put the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse and to separate and to set us free this afternoon in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, I come against the spirit of rejection. I break the spirit, take the authority of the spirit of rejection, and I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, rejection. Come out, depression.
Yes.
I come against depression. I break the authority of depression over those that have that problem. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. And then I come against the spirit of rebellion. I come against the spirit of rebellion against their authority. I come against the spirit of rebellion against the mother or father or school teacher or employer. I come against the spirit of rebellion against the authority of the law. I break that spirit, the spirit of rebellion that's rampant in young people against authority, I break that curse in Jesus' name, and I loose us from it in the name of the Lord Jesus. All you spirits of rebellion, come out in Jesus' name. I break your spirit. I break your authority. Spirit of stubbornness, I break this. I come against the spirit of stubbornness and rebellion. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose us. Come out. Willful. A spirit of being willful. I do it because I want to. I do it because I want to do it. I come against that spirit of willfulness. I bind it and break its dominion over us in Jesus' name, and break the authority of it over us. Come out. Come out of these people in Jesus' name. Spirit of willfulness, come out in the name of the Lord. I do it just because I want to. I don't have to obey authority, but I'll do what I want to do. I break that spirit of willfulness. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. All you willful spirits, come out in Jesus' name. I bind your power and break your assignment over God's people. I loose us from it in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I bind your power. Break your dominion. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I come against the spirit of anger. Anger. Come out. Anger and rage. Anger. Rage. Uncontrollable temper. Uncontrollable temper. I bind and break your assignment over these people. Listen in Jesus' name. Anger and rage. Uncontrollable temper. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your assignment. Come out in Jesus' name. Rage and anger. Rage and anger. That ends up in the spirit of murder. You may not murder anybody, but you have that thought that if I get my hands on them, I'd kill them. I'd break that in Jesus' name. Rage and anger and murder. I'd break that assignment over God's people. I'd break that curse over them. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Anger and rage. Break the assignment of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Murder. Murder in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Listen. Loose these people. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. Break your assignment over them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I come against the spirit of insanity. I come against the spirit of insanity. Come out. Come out. Spirit of insanity. Suicide. Suicide. I come against suicide and insanity. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind your power and break your assignment over these people. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. Anyone who hears this tape, I apply it to anyone who hears this tape, that which we're teaching and that which we're working with this afternoon will be effective to those who hear this tape. I break your assignment over them, Satan. You evil spirit, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You spirit of insanity. Troubled minds. Troubled minds. I break the curse over troubled minds in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. Can't think straight. Can't think straight. Can't remember. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Listen, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Break the powers of the occult. I come against the spirits of the occult. I break your assignment over these people. I loose them from them. Those who have been involved in the occult, the blood of Jesus cleanses and washes them. The blood of Jesus cleanses. The blood of Jesus separates and cleanses. The blood of Calvary, the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lord Jesus cleanses. There's forgiveness. And I break the curse of the occult. I break the powers of the occult in Jesus' name. Spirits of divination. Spirits of divination. I break your dominion over these people. I loose them from your power. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of the occult, come out. Come out. Water witching. Water witching. I break the curse of water witching in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in the name of the Lord. Water witching, come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion over it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Loose these people. Loose them in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Praise you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it. Spirits of the occult. Spirits of the occult. Divorce. I come against the spirit of divorce. I break the power of divorce in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Powers of the occult. Powers of the occult against divorce. I bind and break the powers of divorce in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. You spirits of divorce, I spirit of Asmodeus, I bind and break your assignment to break up the families. I come against you, spirits of Asmodeus. I break your assignment over the families to cause divorce. I break the spirit of divorce. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion in the name of Jesus. Listen and come out in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord over the families. Jesus is Lord over his house, and I break the powers of their culture, and I loose them in Jesus' name. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, spirit of domineering, controlling spirits, spirit of Jezebel, domineering, controlling, spirit of Jezebel, come out in Jesus' name. I break your assignment over these people. Jezebel, spirit of Jezebel, come out. Come out, I break your assignment. Loose these people in Jesus' name. Come out, I bind and break your power and your authority in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of clairvoyance and voodoo. Voodoo and clairvoyance that has come down through the family line. I break the curse of voodoo and clairvoyance. I loose these people from it in Jesus' name. ESP. I break the curse of ESP. Palm reading. Cheaters, the crystal ball, the Ouija board. Tarot cards. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. The power that regular playing cards hold. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I bind the powers of the occult that's on the back playing cards. I bind and break the curse of the occult from playing cards in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I thank the Lord for the authority that it is written in Jesus' name. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I come against the spirit of hypnotism. I break the powers of hypnotism over anybody that's been hypnotized.
And trances.
I break the curse of hypnotism and trances. I break the power and dominion of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I praise you for it, Father. Father, I come against the spirits of masonry, Freemasonry, masonry the 32nd degree rite, the Scottish rite. I break the curse of the 33rd degree. I break the curse of Freemasonry over anyone who's been involved or their ancestors have. I break the curse of it, their ancestral heritage, in Jesus' name. I break the curse of the Eastern Star over the women. I break the curse of the Rainbow Girls and the Demolays. I break those curses over them in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I come against the curse of incest, ancestor incest. I go back for 30 generations. And I take authority over the curse of incest. I bind and break your assignment over these people. I loose them from it in Jesus' name that you'll not reproduce yourself. Incest, come out. Come out, incest. The guilt and the shame of incest that goes with it. I come against the spirits of guilt and shame that's with incest. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Come against the curse of the bastard. For 30 generations back, I break that curse over the family lines, the curse of the bastard. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Break the assignment. I come against the spirit of homosexuality. I break the curse of homosexuality in Jesus' name. Lesbianism, I break that curse in Jesus' name. Bestiality, I break the curse of bestiality. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. You foul spirits, I break your assignment over these people in Jesus' name. I take dominion and authority in the name of Jesus and break the powers of these incestual relations in Jesus' name. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. I thank you for hearing our petition, Father, and I praise you for it. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Now, Father, I come against the curses of disease. I come against the curses of disease. I break the dominion and the authority of Satan and diseases. And I take authority and dominion over them in Jesus' name. I come against the curse tuberculosis. I come against the curse of kidney problems. I come against the curse of heart problems, of hardening of the arteries and heart trouble. I come against these curses. And I take authority over them in Jesus' name, and I break Satan's assignment. I come against the curse of cancer. I bind the foul spirit of cancer. I break your assignment over God's people. I bind and break your assignment over these people in Jesus' name. I come against the curse of cancer in the female organs, in the prostate. I come against the curse of cancer in the lymph glands. I curse that spirit of cancer. Break its assignment against God's people. And I loose God's people from it in Jesus' name. By the blood and scars and stripes of the whipping post, I speak restoration and healing to the physical body. In Jesus' name, I come against the curse of sugar diabetes and hyperglycemia. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I've come against it in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for your healing virtue that will flow through these people in Jesus' name. Father, I come against deafness and blindness. I come against the ability to not retain the word of the Lord. I curse that in Jesus' name. Forgetfulness, not being able to remember the word of the Lord. I curse that in Jesus' name. Speak healing and restoration to us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Lord. Did you want... Okay. Is there something that we need to... Yes. Moolah?
Yeah, the
Shriners?
Yeah.
Moolah, I never heard of that. Father, I come against anyone that's been involved in that, in Jesus' name. In the Shriners, in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it over them from their ancestors, in Jesus' name. Yes, sister? Uh-huh. Father, I come against the spirits of the Catholic Church. I bind up the spirit of idolatry, first of all. I bind the spirit of idolatry from the Catholic Church. Then I come against the fear of the Pope, the fear of the nun. I come against the fear of not praying to Mary. I break that curse in Jesus' name. You foul spirit that's called the worship of Mary, I break your curse over these people.
Yes.
Anyone that's been in Catholicism,
religious
I break
spirit.
That curse of religious spirit and praying to the dead, that necromancy. I break the curse of necromancy over anyone who's been of the Catholic faith. I break that curse over them in Jesus' name. And I loose them from it in the name of... Come out. Come out, all you foul spirits of Catholicism. I break your assignment over these people. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Praying to the saints, to the different saints of the different days and months. I break that curse over them in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord.
The Word of God says that they that bow down to idols will get confused. Confusion.
I come against the spirit of confusion of the mind.
Yes.
I break the curse of confusion for having other gods before us. In Jesus' name, I break the curse of confusion. Take a deep breath. Let's get rid of them in Jesus' name. I come against the curse of confusion in Jesus' name. Confusion of the mind. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I loose it from it in the name of the Lord. I loose it from it in Jesus' name. Yes, mental confusion. I break the curse of it from being involved in other gods in Jesus' name.
Religious confusion.
Yes, in Jesus' name. Now, I realize that there are many, many other things that we haven't dealt with. That if something comes to somebody's mind, call it out. Alzheimer's. Father, I come against the curse of Alzheimer's. I break that curse over God's people. In the name of Jesus, you foul spirit of Alzheimer's, I bind you and break your assignment over God's people. And I loose our minds. I loose our minds in Jesus' name. I speak restoration to our minds in the name of the Lord. You foul spirits, I rebuke you and I break your assignment over God's people. In Jesus' name. And by the scars and stripes of the whipping post, I speak restoration to the physical body and to the mind in Jesus' name. Ahab, I come against Ahab in Jesus' name. Spirits of Ahab, I break that assignment in the name of Jesus over God's people. You foul spirit of Ahab, I break your assignment in Jesus' name. I already worked on that. Arthritis.
Arthritis.
Arthritis. Father, I speak against the spirit of arthritis and any unforgiveness that there would be. I come against that.
And bitterness, and
then I take authority over the spirit of arthritis. In every area, all the different kinds of arthritis, I bind you and break your assignment against God's people. And I curse you and command the body to carry out the poison that arthritis causes in the body. Command the body to carry it out and for the body to cleanse itself. And then I command the body to restore itself in Jesus' name. I command the cartilages and the joints to restore themselves in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you for restoration in Jesus' name.
Unbelief.
Yeah. What'd you say? Oh. Spirit of unbelief.
Pray
I come against the spirit of unbelief. You foul spirit of unbelief that keeps us from believing that we're healed, keeps us from believing the word of God, keeps us from realizing that it is written and we have authority. You spirit of unbelief, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of these people. Come out of me. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Loose our minds. Loose us in the name of Jesus. Come out, you foul spirits of unbelief. I break your assignment over God's people. We will believe that we're healed. We will believe the word of the Lord. We will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. You foul spirits of unbelief, the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. We set the captives free in the name of the Lord. We break your assignment over God's people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Huh?
Antichrist in emphysema.
Yes, spirit of Antichrist, I bind your power over God's people. Antichrist, I break your assignment over the household of faith. You Antichrist spirit, any spirit that's against the anointing is Antichrist. Every spirit against the anointing of the Lord, I bind and break your assignment. I break your assignment over God's people. You foul spirits of Antichrist, the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
What?
Worry,
yes.
Anxiety and worry and fear. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out. Anxiety, fear. Break your assignment. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. We break your assignment. Unbelief and fear. Come out in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Praise you for it. Yes, sir. Religious spirits. Father, we come against the religious spirits.
Yes.
Doctrine of the elders and religious spirits. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Break your assignment over God's people. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Praise you for it. Praise you, Jesus.
There's a lot of things
praise you, Jesus.
That have left this afternoon. Now, you've got a real clean, swept cavity in there. It needs to be filled up with the Holy Spirit. And what did we say when we started? We breathe in the Holy Spirit. Let's ask the Lord now to just fill us.
Let's stand up so we can praise the Lord. Amen.
Jesus,
let's raise our hands.
Jesus, we ask you to fill us with the Holy Spirit. In
yes,
every
Lord.
Every area,
Lord, Father, that's
Lord,
been vacated.
Lord,
we ask for the Holy Ghost to come and fill these areas so we don't have a house that's swept and clean. Father, we have a house that's full of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. Yes, he's Cody da 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 da.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.